Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everyone, and it is party time because it's always party time when the fabulous Jewel Green joins us on At Home with Victoria. Thank you so much for being with us. I am Victoria Gaither, the host of your show, and Jewel is in the house tonight, everyone. We're always so excited when she drops by because we always have a lot to talk about, and we're just going to go ahead and get her on the air so basically we can just get this party started. So we'll see if Miss Jewel Green is there so that we can say hello. Jewel, are you with us?
Hello there.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm good. Did you hear at the top of the show I said it's party time because whenever you come to visit, I always feel like it's girls' night out and we're partying with you over the internet and the radio show.
Well, I tell you what, I feel the same way. I was so excited. I said, oh, my God, tonight's our night. We're going to have a good time. It'll feel like the party has already started.
I know. It always feels that way. And the thing that was funny about it this time was that, you know, we're going to talk about this also. All the parents have kids going back to school, and everyone was so concerned that you weren't going to be able to make it this month because you're a busy woman. You know, you've got family, and the kids are going to school and everything. So I personally just do want to thank you for taking the time to be in with us in August because I know you're crazy, crazy busy.
Well, I tell you what, I was very excited to be able to have this one normal moment night in the midst of all the packing and delivering people where they belonged and all that stuff. So I mean, this is a good night for me. So it was for all of us to be able to, so I wanted to make sure it happened.
Good. I'm very happy about that. Well, since we kind of started in was talking about school, I had mentioned to you, Jewel, via email. One of your fans emailed me, and she's going to kill me because I'm actually in Washington broadcasting from my sister's house. I'm not at my office, and I can't think of the young lady's name. But, Jewel, she emailed me, and she said she was having such a rough time because she's sending her son off to college. This is his first year. He's going to be a freshman, I believe she said, in Miami. And she said, the next time Jewel is on, can you please ask Jewel to address, you know, parents that are sending their kids off to school for the first time because everyone knows that you have done it before, and kind of what advice that, you know, you would give them in terms of trying to deal with that, because she said she misses her baby already and he's gone.
Well, I tell you, it's a funny thing, and no matter how many times you do it or how old they get, it never gets old or it never gets something that's so familiar that you kind of become accustomed. It's really weird. We just, our oldest daughter graduated from JMU in December and came home and worked for a minute and then decided to go to law school. So it was like this whirlwind of, I'm getting ready to go to law school. So, and, you know, and I kept thinking, oh, is she sure? I mean, you just finished 4 years. You sure? So at any rate, we take her to school and get her all situated. And it was like dropping a freshman off all over again because she was leaving the state. It was just a whole different thing. And it was a series of emotions and just really interesting. I was caught off guard at myself. Every day I think, okay, am I going to be okay when we get ready to drive off? But in the midst of that, I told Daryl, because he always does worse than I do. So I said to him, I said, listen, in order for them to do, I think you can do great things no matter where you are, but to really push the envelope and exceed even your own expectations, you have to take some steps that may cause you to put the fear aside and go into a new realm where you've never been. I said, and that's what she's doing. And I'm very excited about that for her. And, you know, for your children, you want them to do everything you did and so much more. And the excitement of that alone helped me get through her making that transition away from us. And it's the first time we've ever, you know, like I said, not lived in the same state. So just that alone really helped me. So I hope that helps every mother to say that it's for a short time. You actually end up probably talking more than you did when they were at home because they were busy with their friends. So we're on the phone all the time. You know, we've got the BBM going and everything else. But I'm excited about what's going to happen and the outcome of who she'll become. And it's the same thing for her son. He'll come back a man and able to really conquer things that he hadn't before because he got to do it on his own. So it's an exciting time.
Exactly, yeah. And, you know, when she initially sent me the email, you could tell that, you know, when she wrote it, that her heart was so in it because she was talking about, you know, going through the process of him having to pack his things up there from his room and, you know, kind of put all the stuff inside the car because I think they drove him over to his university. And she said that they basically got a hotel room, you know, there in town for a couple of days. But she said, you know, that last goodbye, she said, it just completely, just as a parent, it just killed her. So, I was reading the email and almost started crying because you could just feel, you know, her pain through that. So I guess it's a difficult process.
It is very difficult. And it's funny, when we did it, every time we've taken a child away, when it's time for that initial goodbye, Daryl just loses it. So, and then that is so shocking to me, because I'm thinking, here's a guy who's been on the football field. You've run over a gazillion people.
Right.
But this moment, you're so in touch with your emotion that I can't even believe it. So the same thing happened with her. Our goodbye, I kept thinking, let's do it. You know, we'll get the house straight and all that, and then we'll take her to buy groceries, and then we'll, you know, part mm-hmm. our ways so she can start doing anything, because at this point she's so excited about where she is. And that's another funny thing, you're sad and they are excited because they're getting ready to see their friends. I mean, you know, even when they get homesick, it doesn't happen then, it happens like maybe the week after. But in the midst of that, she's smiling, her smile is like electric, and we're in Whole Foods and I look at him and his eyes are water, and I'm thinking,
oh,
you've got to be, oh my god,
it's about
he's oh god. So I know exactly what she's. So when I see him fall apart, I'm thinking, there's no way I can start crying too. One of us has got to be strong.
Exactly.
So, and like I said, and she's literally dancing in her shoes because
right.
she's arrived. She's there.
Right. So, but isn't that funny, though?
Amazing.
Isn't that funny how you know, I guess in terms of society standards, that, you know, generally we kind of think that women, that we're the ones that's going to cry and we're the ones that's going to break down. But fathers, you know, they, like your husband, they also have it tough as well. They feel that, because it's just like literally sending your kid out into the world, and you can protect them to a certain degree, but they're not within your reach that you can protect them all the time anymore.
Absolutely. It's a whole new day, and you're hoping that, you know, it's so many emotions, because you're hoping that everything I've ever shared with you, you remember for right now, because this is your right now moment. So every bit of instruction, everything I've ever given you, I'm paranoid that you're going to forget something. I'm hoping that you lock the door behind you every time. I mean, all those little things, and you just finally go, I got to give this to God, or I'm going to lose my mind. I can't do it.
<It's>
I thought,
right.
that's myself up. I'm going to lose my mind. There's no way.
And speaking of crying and tears, Michael, our producer tonight, Jewel, inside the chat room as we're having this conversation, he writes tears also inside there. So there are some mothers also in the chat room, and they basically said, once a mommy, you are always a mommy, and that's just kind of how that goes. Lisa says in the chat room, she's a mom. She says, for sure, it is a roller coaster ride of emotions that you go on when you do send your kids off. But, Jewel, I like the part about what you just said, everything that you've always taught them their whole life, you just really hope and pray that they get that message, and when they encounter, you know, situations or problems or even good times, that they can actually hear your voice in terms of what mom and dad taught them.
Absolutely. I mean, that's really all you have. But, you know, just there's comfort in knowing that as long as you know that you've done everything you could possibly do, that in the weeks to come, you know, it gets better, but it is still very different, because your house is just, it's not the same because there's a person missing.
Mm-hmm.
And when you have those conversations and you hear the joy in their voices on the other end, I mean, you know, the last thing we want you to feel is sad for us. So
right.
it's a roller coaster. It is.
That is interesting. Well, that was definitely good information. And I thought it was also timely when I got the email, because everyone right now are sending their kids, you know, back to school and off to college. So when she asked me if I could pose that question to you, I was thrilled to, because it's such a timely subject. And speaking of timely subjects, you did mention your husband, who I'm sure everybody knows, Hall of Famer with the Washington Redskins, Daryl Green. I've been looking at your Facebook page, and he's got this project that he has going on right now. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, it's funny. You know, Daryl turned 50 in February of this year, and he got this, you know, this big epiphany. He said, I want everybody to feel great and be in shape, and you shouldn't mm-hmm. have to wait forever to do it, but it doesn't matter what year you start as long as you start. So I mm-hmm. want to start a national campaign. I want to really get this going. So his 50th birthday, he actually ran the 40 again, because people are always asking, well, can you still run the 40 and what's your time? So we were actually in Orlando. He ran the 40 and ran it in a 4:43, like he did when he played. And mm-hmm. he said, here's the beginning. He goes, this is the beginning. This is what I'm getting ready to do. I want to do a national program, and I want people to get fit. So he teamed up with Inova Hospital, and they decided to take the program national, and not just national, but worldwide, and really get everybody back moving and doing something so we could be as healthy as we really should be, and not, you know, just so complacent, but really caring about what we eat and what we do with ourselves. So the website, everybody that's joined has gotten emails, because I think their big launch is actually in September, but mm-hmm. there'll be a 50-day group thing where you're doing something physical for 50 days straight, so it becomes a habit. And from there, you just take it and make it a lifestyle. So
right.
we're excited. We want everybody to go on fitfor50.org, I believe it is, and sign up and meet the challenge. It's free for fitness, and just get your thing, get it going, whatever works for you to do that.
Now, also, as a part of this, or I should backtrack, when I was driving into D.C. today, I got so excited, Jewel, because I heard the commercial on one of the local radio stations for it, and I heard your husband speak. So I was at the light, and I kind of was like, oh, my goodness. I was like, this is what Jewel is going to talk about tonight. So I turned the
right.
radio up. Yeah, yeah. So that was very, very cool for me to, you know, make that connection and know that I was going to be talking to you live tonight, and you were going to talk about that. So just to let everybody know, you know, make sure you also listen for it out there in radio land, because it is on a lot of the radio stations, because my sister also told me that she heard it, and we heard it on two different stations. So, and they give you all the information, like the website and what Jewel talked about. So I definitely think that, you know, at least all of us and our listeners and fans, Jewel, because you're going to take the challenge. I think we should all do it and see how it turns out.
Oh, absolutely, especially because it's something that the thing I love about it the most is that it's so informational driven. So he has done this tour. He went to the Philippines and he interviewed people there and just everywhere and talked mm-hmm. about, you know, what they do, how they get physical, what they eat, what they don't eat. And it's an opportunity for you to go on this website and get daily tips from Daryl. So you've got this mm-hmm. personal coach that's interviewing doctors and telling you how different things work with your system, what doesn't work. And it's just it's a mountain of information that I would hate for anybody to miss, because it's priceless.
Yeah. Yeah, and actually, when as you were talking and saying that, the point that I wanted to make was the last point that you made, that it's priceless, because you and I both know, you know, trying to hire a personal trainer or getting that information, you know, it's not always easy, and everybody can't afford to hire a personal trainer or to actually have, you know, someone kind of sit down with us and do the research, like, you know, like your husband has done with this project, and actually have all the information right there to have these actual doctors that know what they're talking about that can give you that information. So that in itself is just a good reason to sign up, because it's not going to cost you anything, and then you're getting top-notch information from some of the, you know, top doctors in the D.C. area that's actually working on this project. So you're right. I mean, you can't beat that right there.
No, you can't. And, you know, when you have the trainer or you're just going to the gym, you're getting the one piece. This is probably the only thing that I've ever been a part of that gets everything from the medical side, the nutrition side, the physical side, and just the whole package.
It's comprehensive.
Because we all know that, you know, you can go sign up with a trainer, but he's teaching you physical strength, but he didn't tell you anything about what you should be eating other than not to eat sugar.
Right.
So that does
right.
help you a lot, because most women are saying, I don't want to bulk. I don't want to gain on top of this. So where's that other piece that's missing? So I think that's it's going to be vital information that we all need.
And actually, speaking of that, you know, our very good friend, and I will have to say your number one fan, Cindy Block, emailed me yesterday, because she's been at the beach, and, you know, she's completely into fitness, and she actually said to me that she's going to sign up for it, and she's going to follow it, because she's looking forward to it, because she's always out there trying to learn new information herself. So I'm really excited. So maybe, you know, once Cindy does that, maybe, Jewel, you and I can talk to Cindy on the phone to see, you know, how it's going for her, because she's really into that.
Oh, yeah, I would absolutely love that. And, I mean, let me just tell you, if we all follow this program and we end up looking like Cindy Block, it will be worth every moment that we spend online.
And you know what? Not only that, I guarantee you that hospital will basically have all of us inside their ad campaign with your husband, Daryl Green. So I think that would be
right.
an awesome idea. But I got so tickled to death when I heard him on the radio talking about it today, because I was like, oh, my goodness, we're going to be talking about that tonight. So that was very cool. And please extend the invitation for him if he ever wants to come on to talk about that, because there are, I know, going to be a lot of people really interested in that, and also just kind of hearing personally from him and him giving us the challenge himself and, you know, what he has to say. So.
Absolutely. He'd love to. He actually is writing, in the process of writing a little how-to book and all this other stuff, but the whole thing launches like September 10th. So right after that would be a great time to get him on the air, and he would absolutely love to do that.
That is wonderful. Well, you and I will work on that behind the scenes. And you're giving me these great transitions in television. We always like transitions to get from one point to the next point. Speaking of writing, I saw, Miss Missy, you got a very, very nice write-up with Angie Goff, WUSA Television, from one of your functions that you had at your house. And the write-up, everyone, basically went something like this. Angie says, you know, how fabulous is this? I go with a friend to go to a private function where you can buy fabulous clothes. And she says, and then I basically walk inside, and it is the house of Daryl and Jewel Green. So you could tell she was completely freaking out about that, and she was so happy with it. And I actually saw it on Facebook, because I'm friends with Angie on there, and there were so many people making comments of it. And it was cool to me because one of the pictures that were taken, I've been to your house for one of those parties as well. I was like, oh, my goodness, I've been in that room before, because Jewel has a fabulous house, just to let everyone know. So that write-up was very cool. So congratulations to you on that.
Oh, thank you so much. We had a great time, and it was really interesting because she didn't know where she was going, and I didn't know she was coming. And so it was really great that it wasn't, you know, something that we had worked up. You know, it was just real. It was a real party moment, and all the women that were there, you know, it just was a great time. So, and I want people to understand that just like we have the small ones at the house, that when we do the one at the hotel, it doesn't transition much more than that. It's like coming, it's an extension of my house, and I want to entertain you, and I want to have fun with you and have you come and just experience a night that's about not just women, it's about anybody that wants to shop, but it's networking, and it's just fun, and a time where you can leave all the trouble and all the drama somewhere else, have some you time.
Well, and like I said, I mean, and I'm probably so repetitive when I say this, my first experience at that type of personal shopping was my connection with you and going to your house, and then also having the opportunity to be at the Ritz, that first event that I went to. And I was actually thinking in the car when I was driving into the city today, you know, just kind of how cool that experience is, because when you're there in that space, there isn't, you know, this feeling of pressure. You know, nobody's saying get this, get that. You know, it's just kind of like folks are there. You know, they're selling stuff, but you really get the opportunity to meet the people behind the designs, the clothing, the shoes, the housewares, and then, you know, you kind of get a chance to connect with them where they could say, hey, you know, Victoria, I decided, you know, to buy this because of X, Y, and Z. So just to have that, you know, that direct connection with the actual seller, it's a very, very cool experience. It's a total different experience than if you just go to your regular shopping mall or to Macy's or something like that. So I would definitely encourage everybody just to come, whether you experience, well, I'm not going to say experience it one time, because trust me, if you do it one time, Jewel, they will be back. I know that for sure.
Well, that's the goal. That's definitely what we hope.
Go ahead.
I think it's very important for women to be able to make a contact and a personal feeling to know somebody, even if it was not that moment that you needed the item or whatever it is, but to be able to call back and have somebody that actually knows your name and that you can make a connection with and say, hey, listen, remember I saw whatever it was, and make that connection, have that person, because that's what it's all about. It's about customer service and really feeling special that somebody remembered you.
Right.
And I think that makes the shopping so much better.
And, you know, something that has happened to me in that process, which was, I have to say, very unexpected. You know, like most women, I love clothes and makeup and jewelry. And every time I visit my mom's or my sister's house, I always go inside and see what they have new and take their stuff. But the unexpected thing that happened to me was that now – I really don't have a desire to actually really go to the mall and you're just sort of regular traditional box stores to go shopping now. I mean, now I actually prefer to sort of call some of the people that I met at your function to say, hey, you know, what do you guys have first? And that was really unexpected that happened to me.
Well, and that's kind of how I really created the entire the company. That's what it was really based on. You know, during my years in the NFL, the wives, you always had these personal shopping environments, whether it was stores coming to us or whatever. You'd be in a room and they'd bring everything, mm-hmm. and you'd have to do a whole lot. Well, I thought it would be very important, or was just as important, for the everyday woman to experience that on every level. And you'd come in a room where you'd have things that were bargains, some things that were high-end, but to have everything mm-hmm. right there at your disposal and have all these people trying to service you. So as I went around and found different vendors, I thought it was very important to find people that had the same spirit that I wanted to convey to the client, that just good karma all over the room. So mm-hmm. I went and found people that I love to shop from myself. So when you're in there, people are shopping from me, but I'm shopping from all my vendors too. I mean, they are... Yeah. We call them our premier vendors because they are the people that I actually spend all my money with, because I love the personal touch. I love what they have, and I think they're the best. I mean, we could go to the department stores. Everybody's got the same thing. But when you come in these rooms, none of this stuff would you have found in a mall anyway.
No. And I can definitely there again verify that when Jewel says that it's not the same stuff in a department store, it is not the same stuff in a department store. But one other note about that, when you talked about the price, what I also really liked about it was that, you know, there was a price range there for everyone, because I'm a huge geek when it comes to large size rings. And there were, you know, beautiful rings there that started at $10 and went up in price. But the ones that were $10, Jewel, were just as fabulous as the ones that were $25 and $30. I mean, you really couldn't look at them and tell a difference just because it was $10. So, you know, so the quality, I also find that no matter what category range you're in, the quality overall is just impeccable.
And I think we all are at a point where, as Americans, we have a whole lot of everything. So when we go and shop in a room, we're not building a wardrobe. We're just, you know, creating accents to things that we already have. So, and if people think of it that way, they realize that you're coming just to see if there's something that you absolutely love, and if you absolutely love it, then you get it. But I don't want anybody to ever feel like they had to come in and leave with bags and bags and bags. No, because I want you to be the smart shopper that says, I may not need everything in here, but there's something in here that I'm dying to have, and that's the thing that I want. Because you go home and you remember that, you share it with everybody you know, you can't mm-hmm. wait to tell somebody about it, and that's what makes the business work.
Exactly. And I can definitely tell you, I mean, I know I'm on Facebook probably a lot more than what you are just because I have all these shows, but you can always count on my Facebook page that I'm always talking about something from Posh Couture, Hush Boutique, because now, like I said, those places for me are more household names than regular department stores. And like you said, you just can't find find what you guys have in your regular department store. Now, believe it or not, we've only got about 8 minutes left, so I want you to talk about the your next shopping experience, the Champagne and Couture that's coming up in September.
Yes, that is September 11th. We're going to be at the McLean Hilton from 6 to 11. We're going to serve champagne. We're going to have some great raffle items. We've got some great vendors. Christie's Closet is going to be there. Brian Keith Cloviers, he does custom clothes for men as well as women. We have Tracy Lynn Jewelry. We have Showstopper Shoes. Hush Boutique is going to be there, of course. I'll be there, as you know. Virtue Art. Brush Strokes is a full-service salon that is going to be participating. We have Honesty Jewelry. We have Clutch Handbags. Miller Furs. It's going to be amazing. And I want every woman to come just so that she can be a part of it. It's going to be fantastic.
And also, just to let everyone know, you can always go on my Facebook page and find the information, because I would say like every other day up until the point of the event, I'll be posting the information. But also, all of the information, including Jewel's website, is on my page here on Blog Talk Radio, and that stays there forever. So the information is certainly out there. And Jewel, also quickly, I know part of the proceeds, which I love about you, is going to, for this particular event, is going to Tiger Lily Foundation. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I wanted to do something with them, and I wanted to be able to kick off the season because, you know, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. But I wanted to start the season off a little early, and so we're having our event in September. So we are very excited about that. The Tiger Lily Foundation is an amazing yeah. foundation because it helps yeah. women who are young, who have been diagnosed and just dealing with the onset of their disease in their everyday lives, doing what they have to do to maintain and just survive, not to research, but to the everyday just dealings of the disease. So I am elated that we're able to work together, and we're just really excited to be able to do that with them.
And one thing, too, that you mentioned that I also love about Tiger Lily Foundation, and Maima Carmo is the founder of that and also a breast cancer survivor herself. I like that what she does is she basically, gives money to women that actually need it. For example, if they need to help them to pay rent, you know, if they need money to get to chemotherapy. So I like the idea that money is being used, you know, for immediate personal things that women need right then and there. Because, you know, something like rent, if you think about it, if you're going through chemotherapy and you know how long that a lot of women have to actually go through that process, you know, you use all of your time there at work, and the bills and stuff still have to get paid. So I just love how she takes that money, and that's the type of items that she uses it for.
Absolutely, because, like, you know, we know that research is important, but everyday survival is a whole nother
yeah.
thing. And
yeah,
and it is
absolutely.
Very, very important to be able to say you really help somebody right now, today.
Absolutely.
So I'm very excited about that.
Well,
Kim and I
are too.
Yeah, Kim and I both are our mothers are both survivors. So it's a very close thing for us that we it's one of our it's always in the forefront of our minds to participate, you know, on any level we can with Tiger Lily and just the whole breast cancer awareness. And I'm hoping that we'll have some things set up so people can get information and make sure they're getting their mammograms and just doing everything that they need to do to stay on top of health.
Absolutely. Well, Jill, we've got 1 minute left, so thank you so much for taking the time to come on. I think we covered every single thing that I wanted to and you wanted to, but you will be back in September because Kimberly and I got an email from her today, so we're working on a date to get you back before Champagne and Couture so you can give us an update on the vendors and what's going to be taking place there to kind of give everybody, you know, the latest information on that.
Absolutely. We definitely want them to get everything. We're adding vendors every day and new things are happening. We have a fur that was even donated today by Miller's Furs for our
Ooh.
Raffle. So we've got some really fun things going on.
Absolutely. Jill, we love you. You're a darling, and I know you're always busy, but I certainly have to say, and I can't say this enough, you always do take the time to come on the show, to have your voice out there. You have a lot of fans and people who love you. And literally, I have to tell you, probably about the second week after you have your show, I literally start to get bombarded with emails with your fans saying, when is she going to be back on? So everyone really, really, truly does appreciate you being on because I think a lot of women identify with you and, you know, you have a voice in terms of things that you talk about that they like and that they like to hear. So we thank you.
I can't wait to come on every time I come on. It's like I said, having coffee with your girlfriend. It is truly at home with Victoria. I love being on the show. So,
Well, thank you so much. We'll see you in September.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Thank you so much. And the conversation was going so good. I also want to say hi to everybody that was inside the chat room. I didn't get a chance to spend much time in there this evening because whenever I talk to Jewel, I get into this fun Jewel Green mode. So we talked about a lot of stuff tonight, so I want you guys to check out her website in this program that Daryl Green, her husband, is going to be doing. Also, Champagne and Couture is coming up in September. Great advice that she gave for the mother that's sending her son off to college in Miami who emailed me to ask Jewel to talk about that. But in any event, Michael Kay, I love you. Great job producing tonight. Tony Foster is actually a businesswoman and in clothing, and she's going to be on the show. I think it's next week or the week after. Lisa, you are the most fabulous fan coordinator in the world, and also the three guests that we have joining us tonight inside the chat room as well. Thank you so much for being with us, and I do hope that you decide to come back and visit us again. for Art Bar Night with Michael Kay. It's his first show. He's the co-host, entertainment shows on At Home with Victoria. So we'll see you tomorrow night at 8. I'm going to head over to Facebook, so I'll see you guys later. God bless and have a good night.